2 weeks without a game, Warren, the boys must be busting to get back on that pitch on Saturday.
They are, to be honest. You know, as I say, it's not great, I'm being honest, because, you know, with in the back of two clean sheets, you want to keep momentum, but at this time of season, so it's about keeping them ticked over. But, you know, it's going to be a tough game for us down there. Glenavon's a decent team, they're on form, you know. We've got in the six, top six for a reason, what they wanted to do. And Gary, you know what I mean, on the cup, on the back of winning the cup last year, you know, he's organised, he knows what he wants. But as I say, we've just got to focus on us.
They have a lot to play for with Europe at stake as well. So, as you say, it'll be a tough game, won't it?
It'll be a very tough game. You know, it's a hard place to go, and being honest, you know, I've seen them a couple of times this season. And, you know, they've beat us this season at Windsor, and, you know, we've beat them down there, but it's going to be a tough game. See, any games now coming in the end of the season are all tough, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's maybe not about performances, it's about getting the results, and that's what we've got to go in full of confidence on Saturday.
And it's a big result we need, and obviously we'll hope all results elsewhere go our way, isn't it?
Yeah, first and foremost, we've just, you know, got to concentrate on ourselves and hopefully get the win. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's in Crusaders' hands, all the pressure's on Crusaders. But we, in a way, have just got to concentrate. I keep saying it on this football club, and let's see what we can do with the last lot of games.
And we've got to put the pressure on Crusaders by, you know, looking after ourselves, haven't we?
Yeah, we do. You know, I said that all the pressure's on them, you know what I mean? You don't want to, you know, look too far ahead, but at the end of the day, you know, it's in their hands. They've got to win their games, but we've got to win ours and make sure that if anything happens, we're right up there behind them. And, you know, going into the split, anything can happen, but, you know, we've just got to concentrate on this football club and, you know, hopefully do things right. And yes, you need a bit of luck now and then, but, you know, we've got to give ourselves every chance.
Training wise, how's things been looking this week, last week?
Yeah, it's been good. You know, the boys, it's been tough, to be honest, obviously with a training pitch at the start, you know, because we've been through from here to there. But, you know, we've finally got, you know, what a great training night tonight. Lovely service we're on. Couple of players down with injuries, to be honest. We've got to assess them for Saturday. You know, we can't afford, you know, to lose bodies. So we've got to make sure everyone's right. And as I say, you know, but they're buzzing tonight. You know, with the facilities we've got here, and you know, hopefully we can carry it on into Saturday.
Our long term ones, Ivan Sproul, Chris Hegarty, are they on the way back?
Sproulie is flying at the minute. I said it. You know, he's a fit lad. He's joined in full training. Chris Hegarty's the same. Chris is back earlier than we expected, but he's feeling no problems, and to be honest, you can tell he's frustrated because, you know, he's kicking lumps out of people in training. I'll have to pull the reins off him a bit, but no, as I say, that's what they are, and it's great to have people back. Obviously he'll need his match fitness to get games, him and Sproulie, but, you know, the most important thing is to have them train. It's another body we can get called upon if we need it.
Mark Hawkey's played a few Swifts games, so he must be in with your shape.
Yeah, Hawkey's one of them. You know, he's a casual lad, he looks as if he doesn't break sweat in games. And, you know, he's got a couple of Swift games under his belt, which is only good for us. And, you know, as I say, he's another one that, you know, we've missed. But the two boys went in there, have done a fantastic job, as I say, clean sheets. But, you know, it's just giving everyone, keeping everyone on their toes. That's the most important thing. And, you know, it's good to have them back.
Jimmy McGree will obviously be a big miss on Saturday with suspension as well, won't he?
Yeah, he will do. You know, you do your homework, obviously. That's the one thing I never hear in this league. Usually when you're in England, you hear who's suspended, who's not. You know, it's hard trying to find out. We try and do our homework to find out, but no, he is. He's going to be a big miss, James. Jamie. You know, he's a good kid. He's been around, and, you know, he drives us on in there as well. But, you know, it'll give him a chance as well. He's been playing on with a little bit of a knee strain, but, you know, in fair play to match his character, but, you know, it'll give him a chance. Yes, I want him in the team, but, you know, it'll give him a chance to hopefully get that knee cure for the next lot of games coming in the end of the season.
But somebody missing out means an opportunity for somebody else, and it's all about competition for squads, isn't it?
It is, you know, at the end of the day, as I say, that that's football, you know. You know, you can't, somebody misses out, somebody comes in, you know, it's about what's the best for this football club. But, you know, at the end of the day, there's enough boys there that they want their friends and their mates to do well. Whoever's in there, it's about winning. And, you know, whoever comes in there for Jamie, I'm sure, you know, they'll give a good account themselves, and Jamie will be the first to pat them on the back if things go well.
We won down there in Europe, we won there in the league, so we've obviously got to go and try and win there again.
Yeah, we do, but I say it's going to be very difficult, you know, because Glenavon's a decent team. And, you know, it will be hard for us, but at the end of the day, you know, I think we've got good quality in here. And, you know, we've just got to go about our game plan, what we want to do. And, you know, Hopefully get the right result.
It's all about a good crowd behind us, the 12th man cheering us on. Can make the difference, can't it?
Yeah, listen, this is when we need the fans the most now, coming in the end of the season. You know, they've been fantastic. And you know what I mean? It wasn't what I said a few weeks ago. Like, that wasn't that. That's just saying the majority. But, you know, these boys are the people that's got to get us somewhere. And we need them. You know, they're the ones that play, and they're the ones that's got to get us to where we want to be. And we need everyone supporting them. And, you know, I've no doubt the fans whatsoever. We'd be making a lot of noise. And, you know, the players respect that for what they are, and they pay good money. And, you know, hopefully they can drive us on the right result.
All the best for Saturday. Everybody's right behind you.
Thank you.